This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his exciting teaching titled Communication and Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflict in Marriage. Today, he continues.
We have been sharing on how to resolve conflicts. You know, one of the most important things in life is relationships. If you are not able to build successful relationships, ultimately, you will be a failure. The reason is that everything in life is based on human beings. It's based on your relationship with God and your relationship with others. Be it business, be it marriage, be it friendship, be it serving the Lord, you need to be able to build successful relationships. So everything rests on relationships. If you're going to be blessed, it rests on relationships. You can have so many degrees and be a thermometer and still be unemployed. Because you need to connect to the right relationships. If you're going to be anointed, it's going to be based on relationships. Because God will use somebody to touch you. Sometimes you need wisdom. It's going to be based on relationships. Somebody must give you counsel and point you in the right direction. So as for relationships, is key. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 35, the Bible says, one of them, which is a lawyer, ask him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Somebody asked Jesus. He said, if you take the whole Bible from Genesis going down to Deuteronomy, he asked a question. He said, which is the greatest commandment? Because mind you, in the Old Testament, we have 613 commandments. The Ten Commandments is just part of them, but the total is 613. So he asked Jesus, of the 613 commandments, which one will you select? This was Jesus' answer. Let's continue. He says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So he said, the first one is your relationship with God. And number two, he said, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two, verse 40, Jesus said, hang all the law and the prophets. What does it mean? Jesus said, everything that you read in the laws of Moses, because in those days they had only the Old Testament books, the books of Moses, so he calls them the law. Then he says the prophets, and they had all the prophetic books, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel. Then he says, everything in all these books, it just points to just one thing, relationships. Relationship with God, relationships with man. That is why for you to have a successful life, in life and eternity, you will have to have the capacity to build successful relationships. And so, we have been looking at how to do this. And if you're going to be successful in relationships, you must be able to resolve conflicts. Because conflicts are bound to arise. Disagreements. You can have the same mother, same father, but there is bound to be some form of disagreement. Husband and wife, there can be serious disagreements. Even if you are Siamese twins, you are even joined together. You can have a conflict. One wants to go to church, other wants to sleep. What are you going to do? So, as for conflicts, they will arise. But your ability to resolve the conflicts is key. So we started looking at keys in the Bible that will help us to build harmonious relationships. So that when you are working in an office, you'll be able to work with people and be productive. When you are in church, you'll be able to work with others and help push the word of God forward. If you are married, you'll be able to build a good marriage and be able to enjoy your relationship with your wife and with your kids and everybody around you. And also your relationship with God. So what are these keys? So the first key is the key of initiative. In other words, when there is a conflict, most of the time is not resolved because nobody is willing to take the initiative. Initiative means the first step. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." In other words, when you become born again, your mind must be renewed. And from there, Paul goes on to give practical examples about what it means to have a renewed mind. So in verse 18, Romans 12, 18, he gives a practical example. He says, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." So Paul said, take the initiative to make peace. When you take the initiative, you'll be able to resolve conflict. Because most of the time, the husband is waiting for the wife to apologize. The wife is waiting for the husband to apologize, vice versa. And then the conflict still remains. Number two, dialogue is very important. In Matthew 18:15, Jesus said, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he will hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, take with thee one or two more. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. And if he neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. And if he neglect to tell the church, let him be unto thee as a hidden man or a publican." That's verse 17. So here Jesus talks about dialogue. And he says dialogue is important to resolve conflicts. The reason is that, you know, sometimes you may have misunderstood something. Sometimes you may not have the full information. Sometimes maybe somebody has said something which is not true. So dialogue helps you to put all the information together, because you cannot make a good decision based on poor information. And it talks about different levels of dialogue. First of all, it says one-on-one. After he said, now you must get somebody who will be an arbitrator. So number two, he says arbitration. Get one or two people to sit in to resolve it. Then number three, he said the church. Number three is reserved for only believers. If you're not a believer and you're not a born-again Christian, number three is not available to you. So he says then you can take it to the church. Number four is if it doesn't work, worst of all, if the person is even an unbeliever, they treat him as a publican. In other words, take him to court. That is where the court of the land will resolve the issue. But that is the lowest when it comes to conflict. That's why most of the time when people have disagreements, they go into arbitration. Because it's always better to go into arbitration than to go to the law courts and judge the case. It's expensive. So the first one is initiative. The second one is dialogue. The third one is forgiveness. Forgiveness. In Matthew 18:21, Peter asked Jesus a question. How many times shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Jesus said unto him, until 70 times 7. In other words, one thing that can help to resolve conflicts is forgiveness. Sometimes somebody has hurt you badly and you feel that he needs to be punished. He needs to feel the effect of his actions. So you decide to stretch it for a very long time because you feel that if you forgive him so easily, you left him off the hook. Well, it sounds human, it sounds natural, but it's not spiritual. It's carnal, really. And so there are many things that look natural, but they are really carnal. Forgiveness, they say, is divine. When Jesus forgave the thief on the cross, he didn't say, I want to give you more time. I have to stretch you small. The Bible says, immediately he said, Father, forgive them. Then he said, today, you will be with me in paradise. Number four, I said, to be able to resolve conflicts, you must be selfless. Selfless. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. In other words, don't do anything through strife or quarrels or conflict or vainglory or pride. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Then verse 4 says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, don't be selfish. You know, sometimes you talk to married people and realize that even when it comes to vision, there is great confusion and fights. Why? Because the husband wants to go this way and the wife wants to go this way. But let me tell you something. When you are working with somebody, you have to compromise. It cannot be all your way. It cannot also be all her way. That's why sometimes compromise comes in. It's important. It's important to compromise. And so when you are selfless, it means it's less of yourself. Less of yourself and more of others. When you are selfish, it means you are full of yourself. Full of yourself and less of others. So one way to resolve conflict is not to be selfish, but to take other people's feelings, emotions, thinking, opinions, vision, fears, dreams, whatever it is, strengths, weaknesses. We have to take it into account. And when we do that, then we'll be able to blend one common vision, which we all can follow. I'm just using vision as an example. So that's very important if you are going to resolve conflicts. Number five is humility. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 13, the Bible says, only by pride cometh contention. That's a strong statement. But with the lowly is wisdom. So here the Bible says that the main cause of strife and conflict is pride. In other words, if you decide to be humble, a lot of conflicts can be resolved. You know, sometimes it's very funny. You can meet married people and they are not talking. There is a cold war in the house. Nobody wants to apologize. Nobody wants to approach the other partner. We are watching to see who will break the ice first, who will give in first. Now, all you need is, you just need one humble person to say, it doesn't matter. I'm going to break the ice. I'm going to talk. I'm going to resolve it. It doesn't matter if it's my fault or it's her fault or his fault. I'm going to humble myself and make sure that this conflict is resolved. So you always need one humble person. And once you have that humble person, I tell you, conflict will not have a place to sit.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to resolve conflicts, we need forgiveness, selflessness, and humility. Please join us tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Dear Pastor, thank you so much for your prayer last week. You read a few testimonies of people who had received blessings from God. As you prayed with them, you read a particular one in which someone secured a new and well-paid job. You asked the congregation to ask God for a change of job if they didn't like their present jobs. Well, I was in church and believed God when you were praying. After your prayer last week, I have secured a new well-paid job. And I give God the glory. That was last week.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.